Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Schilling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive towards center. Metzler catches it and throws to first to double up Bishop. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ward can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hale moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball four. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove takes first base on ball four. Hale scores. Cochran moves to third. Boley moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-1 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Metzler reaches second base with a double. McCurdy moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-1 in the game. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Metzler is chasing the ball. Cochran rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-1 in the game. Sheely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Barrett scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-1 in the game. Peckinpah hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-2 in the game. Wheat hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from McCurdy and he is out, Ward applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Peckinpah settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hale reaches second base with a double. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt French now playing right field. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grove is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 0-for-2 in the game. Peckinpah hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop bunts for a single. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 0-for-3 in the game. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Metzler who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Bishop scores. Wheat goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moberg pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Moberg now playing second base. Buck Krause now catching. Elmer Jacobs now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boley strikes out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Shealy moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah takes first base on ball 4. Barrett scores. Shealy moves to third. Falk moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Joe Pate now pitching. Willie Com pinch hits for Buck Kraus. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pate fields it and throws to home to get Shealy. Falk moves to third. Peckinpah moves to second. One out. Bernie Nays pinch hits for Elmer Jacobs. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pate fields it and throws to home to get Falk. Peckinpah moves to third. Com moves to second. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.